This next story kind of reminds me of the children's book, The Story of Ferdinand. In case you don't remember, Ferdinand is a bull in Spain who is sent off to the bullfighting ring, but he doesn't want to charge the toreador. He just wants to smell flowers. Like these dogs making headlines today at Manchester Airport in England, airport officials spent over $1.5 million to train them to sniff out cocaine and heroin, but the dogs are only interested in sausage and cheese. My BBC colleague Danny Shaw has been looking into this and joins me from London. Danny, tell me more about what these dogs did wrong.
Marco, this is an extraordinary story. Manchester Airport is the UK's third largest airport. 22 million passengers going in and out every year. It's got three passenger terminals, one freight terminal. So it's a massive airport. And it's obviously a hub for smuggling, for Class A drugs, illegal drugs, and other illegal activities taking place, which is why the airport has invested a lot of money, as you say, well over $1 million, in a new dog unit, new kennels, and six sniffer dogs to try and detect illegal drugs and other items. And what we've been hearing is that inspectors went in to see how they were doing, and in a seven-month period, these dogs detected no Class A drugs. That means no heroin, no cocaine at all coming in through the airport. But what one of the dogs that was trained to detect animal products picked up was cheese and sausages. It wasn't looking for bushmeat as it should have been doing. It was only interested in cheese and sausages. That is true. That is straight out of the inspection report.
Well, I know from personal experience, dog obedience training, if the dog fails, it's not really the dog that failed. It's the trainer that failed. So did the dogs not get trained properly, and will they get retrained?
Well, I think there are issues about the training. I think it's also perhaps about where the dogs are looking, because, you know, with so many flights coming in and just a, you know, handful of dogs, basically, they can't be sniffing out every single bag, every single item of luggage that's brought in, every single passenger. You have to target those flights where you think there's a risk, and that relies on intelligence. Good intelligence is the key. So perhaps the intelligence is failing, or perhaps somehow it's the organization of what those dogs are doing that's not working, and they need to be identifying the right flights, the high-risk flights, in order to detect things that are more dangerous than cheese, frankfurters, chorizo, or other sausages.
I mean, for a lot of people, I think the big surprise in the story is how much money was spent on these dogs. What are officials saying about that?
Well, I think a case was made to improve the kennels at Manchester Airport. I don't know what the state of the previous facilities for dogs were, but over £1 million is a lot of money. It is a big airport. But clearly, I think the inspectors are concerned that they are not getting the value from that investment that they should be getting. They were expecting to find a lot more detections by the dogs than they are at the moment. So it'll be, I think, quite a while before an investment of that type is made in another dogs unit at another airport in Britain.
Danny, please tell me that airport officials are thinking for these dogs professional development and not sacking them.
Yeah, I feel a bit sorry for those poor dogs. It's probably just as well, perhaps, that they don't listen to the radio, or they don't read the newspapers, or read this inspection report. Who knows? Perhaps they do. But I'm sure they'll just be happy with their normal rewards and treats.
Danny Shaw with our colleagues at the BBC. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're with The World.